With a smile and a sunny attitude, Rob Yetten charmed his way into the hearts of Dutch voters. His belief, as per his campaign slogan, was, it is possible.
My message to everyone is that if we run on positive platforms and positive campaigns, it's possible to defeat the populist and to work together with the broad middle and the centrist parties to show people that we can deliver real results.
The 38-year-old representing the socially liberal D66 party is tipped to become the youngest prime minister for the Netherlands. He grew up in a small Dutch town as a self-confessed politics nerd. At the age of just 29 in 2017, he was first elected as an MP and served as climate minister under Mark Rutte's government. But all has not gone smoothly. During the 2023 election campaign, he earned the nickname Robot Yetten for his stumbling media personality. And his party suffered a catastrophic defeat under his leadership, winning just 9 seats. This time, he turned things around. He made big promises such as tackling the housing shortage, building cities and boosting green energy. He also took on the far-right Geert Wilders head-on.
Most Dutch people understand that the economy needs talent from abroad. They want to properly accommodate people fleeing war and violence while also being strict with those who abuse the system. We can choose to listen to your grumbling and hatred for another 20 years, or we can choose with the positive forces to simply get to work and tackle this problem and solve it.
In another first, Yetten would become the country's first openly gay prime minister. Critics say it was his positive can-do attitude that appealed to voters, in contrast with Wilders that sowed division.